Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This Wednesday, January 1st, Nancy Cox steps into her new role as Dean of the UK College of Agriculture, Food and Environment. She says the college attracts a wide range of students with wide ranges of interests.
We have strong programs in ag biotechnology, and that program positions students for professional schools such as medical school. So we have a strong dietetics program that has a huge number of students that are very competitive for jobs. And so it's not just about ag production, although ag production is experiencing a resurgence of student interest. And we're very happy that we have even more students who want to go into farming now than we used to have. It's an exciting time for our undergrad program.
Always of concern is financial support for the college, research and extension, much of which is federal and some of which over the last 10 years has come from the State Ag Development Board. On the latter source, its own funding levels for 2014 are now in legal dispute, and long-term financial support from ag development will be diminishing over time.
We hope we have benefited greatly from those ag development fund investments in the past in such a way that we can go on with the programs they helped us create. In other words, that they helped us create sustainable programs. Their investments have been of tremendous value to both the university and to Kentucky agriculture.
We'll be right back.
This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Home fires are a threat after a natural disaster, and fire trucks may have trouble getting to your home. If the power is out, use flashlights or other battery-powered lights if possible, instead of candles. If you must use them, place candles in safe holders away from anything that could catch fire. Never leave a burning candle unattended. To learn more, call the CDC at 800-CDC-INFO.
We're back with Nancy Cox, the new dean of the UK College of Ag, Food and Environment. This is the second of two introductory stories on her selection. Since 2001, she's been at UK serving as Associate Dean for Research. Regarding dollars invested there, I suggested to her that we, average consumers, probably don't realize the payback we enjoy from those investments. She was keenly aware of some recent evaluations of dollars spent for research.
The lowest estimate of return that comes out of these studies is $10 into the state's economy for every $1 spent on the research and extension system. And then those estimates go up as high as a return of $50 to $1 for investments in such things as animal disease surveillance or plant disease surveillance.
Nancy Cox, the new dean of UK's College of Agriculture, Food and Environment. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.